Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, as we get into the winter, we start to have some pretty serious bad weather and it affects driving in Pennsylvania. I understand that there's some good advice for folks who are going to be out there on the roads.
That's correct. Pennsylvania motorists are being encouraged to be prepared and take time to familiarize themselves with winter safety laws as a part of Winter Driving Awareness Week. If you must drive in inclement weather, remember to plan your trip and prepare your vehicle ahead of time, as winter weather patterns can change rapidly. Frequently check all fluid levels, lights, and wiper blades. Tires should be examined often for the correct level of air pressure and adequate tire tread depth in order to perform well on ice and snow. Finally, you should also prepare a vehicle emergency kit and also be sure that your vehicle is fully clear of ice and snow before winter travel. If ice or snow is dislodged or falls from a moving vehicle and strikes another vehicle or pedestrian, causing death or serious bodily injury, the operator of the snow-covered vehicle could receive a $200 to $1,000 fine, and when winter weather does occur, be extra cautious around operating snow removal equipment. For more detailed tips on winter driving, you can visit the website www.pendot.gov/winter.
Also, one wouldn't think about this normally in the winter, but since your house is closed up, it turns out to be a good time to start thinking about radon protection. What do people need to know?
As a part of National Radon Action Month in January, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection reminds residents that radon, a colorless, odorless, and radioactive gas, is a known human carcinogen and the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States. Radon occurs naturally from the breakdown of uranium in soil and rocks and enters homes through cracks in the foundation or other openings. Due to its geology, Pennsylvania is prone to high radon levels and has been detected in all 67 counties, with about 40% of homes having levels above national safety standards. Winter is an ideal time to test for radon because doors and windows are generally closed, producing the most conservative results. High levels of radon tend to be found in basements, but the gas can be found anywhere in the home. Simple radon test kits are inexpensive and available at home improvement and hardware stores. For more information, you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection website at www.dep.pa.gov.
Also, I understand that it's a new session and you are introducing some new legislation, and it has to do with stroke treatment in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, strokes are the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, and they are the leading cause of serious long-term disability. However, the quicker a person receives appropriate treatment for a stroke, the better the outcome can be in terms of survival and reduced long-term complications and disability. In order to provide the best care for those with a stroke in Pennsylvania, I've introduced legislation that will help direct stroke victims to the appropriate hospital to treat their type of stroke. Pennsylvania currently has 81 certified stroke centers, and my legislation would work by directing emergency responders to take stroke victims to the nearest appropriate stroke center that can treat the severity and type of stroke occurring. This will ensure the best possible treatment and health outcomes for stroke victims. Currently, emergency responders are directed to transport stroke victims to the nearest primary stroke center. The guidelines, however, do not reflect that different hospitals have different equipment and physicians who specialize in certain types of strokes response. As a result, some patients may have to be retransported to a different hospital, which only prolongs the time in which they receive the specific care they need. I've been working on this legislation for over a year now, and the last session it passed the House unanimously. I'm hopeful that in the 2017-2018 legislative session, we will see this legislation finally passed and signed into law.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.